America's Web Radio.
This is Michael Gano with Insight to Israel, brought to you by America's Web Radio. And I want to thank all of the guys at America's Web Radio for bringing the truth of the Jewish state to the grassroots of the United States. For 2 years, Insight to Israel has traveled all over this country, showing you the greatness of the Jewish state as it is number one in the world in technology, agriculture, and medicine, and the vast amounts of humanitarian work that it does around the world. In 66 years, this country is the only democracy and the only friend to the United States. And it continues to remain as such, in spite of the media that lies about it, in spite of the Islamic world that calls for its death. Israel remains intact. And I can say with all assurance, by the grace and the hand of the Almighty God, thank you to America's Web Radio for bringing this truth. So Americans, Europeans, Canadians, Australians, and even those here in Israel can hear about the greatness of this country. Thank you to America's Web Radio. I also want to say thank you to everyone who not only listens to the radio show, but pays attention, who likes, who shares, who views all of the videos and the posts done by Insight to Israel in the social media. If you have not been, if you're on Facebook and you've not liked Insight to Israel, the Facebook page, you're missing out on a lot of information daily that's posted. Video, commentary on the current media and what it's saying about Israel, the Islamic world, Iran, the United States, and our relationship with Israel as an American. Thank you for being a participator and for sharing that information when you do. Also, I want to thank Americans who are participators and not spectators by sending Hershey's for Heroes. Go to the Hershey's for Heroes Facebook page. Americans are sending thousands of Hershey's chocolate bars with notes on them to the soldiers of encouragement. We love you. We pray for you. We stand with you. It changes the life of a soldier when they see that note on that chocolate bar. And you can't even imagine the morale boost that it gives. Iris Burrell, thank you for being on the show.
Hey, nice to meet you again.
Iris is, I'm going to officially nominate Iris as the co-host on Insight to Israel when she's on once in a while. You're now second to Jay Schultz. And now listen, I want to encourage you folks. Those of you listening to the radio show now, you can go to America's Web Radio and listen to all the past radio shows on all the recordings of the past radio shows on, what am I looking for? What's the word I'm looking for? On that, wow, I can't believe I lost my mind, Iris.
It's American Web Radio?
Yeah, you can listen to all the past on podcast. On podcast. That's the word I'm looking for. Wow, folks, it's a beautiful evening here in Israel. I'm here in the town that I live in. Iris lives next to the town that I live in. I live in Givatayim. We're sitting here in a coffee shop. It's after Shabbat. You're actually listening to the radio show on a Sunday. We're doing the recording on a Saturday. And Iris, we got a lot to cover today. First of all, again, I want to say thank you for being on the show. And let's talk for a second here. Let's kind of recap. We got a lot to talk about this show. Let's start off by the graduation of your niece from the Army. Basic training. How do you say that in Hebrew?
Tironut.
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 Tironut. And I was honored. Thank you for inviting me. I've been on bases all over the country, but usually I go and I get an invitation by the commander to come to the base and talk to the soldiers. Wow, what an honor to talk to these soldiers as an American, a non-Jew, and encourage them that by saying thank you for defending freedom. But you invited me to come to the graduation, and it was an honor. This is your niece, and wow, to be able to do videos, you've got to look at the videos on my Facebook page and the Hershey's for Heroes page of these young people graduating. It's an honor for them, right out of high school, to go in the Army and know that they have no choice. Yes, the government says you have to go, but deep inside, they know that if they... Even if they didn't have to, they know that they must, because it's a matter of defending the Jewish people.
They don't think about the alternative. There is no option of doing other things that they don't even think about it. I know, as I was young, I didn't even think of the, there is another option. I was sure that this is how it goes. Everybody else in the world. When I grew up, I was surprised to see that only in Israel, I think, maybe there are more countries, but Israel is pretty special, unique about it, that after the graduation, you just do army for 2 or 3 years. For me, it looks like the natural thing.
Right, wow.
There was not a question about it.
Yeah. I can't, as an American, wrap my mind around that, because what was it like for you? And I don't want to veer off here, but I think it's important for Americans to hear. As someone who was born here, raised here, your father's from Morocco, your mother's from Romania. But as someone that was born and raised here, when you see what the media, what the governments, look, you send me stuff all the time. Media updates that I may miss, because I can't obviously catch everything. What's it like for you as an Israeli, as a Jewish-born Israeli, because you're Jewish first before you're Israeli, what's it like for you to have grown up and seen this hatred?
First of all, these are things that you become aware of them only when you're more adult. When you're young, you're now aware of that. You don't read the news so much, because you're just
a kid.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you're just grown up in a country that you know that wars in there, and there are the enemies that you have to keep to defend yourself, and that's it. When you grow up, then you are more aware of the media, and then you also became aware that there is this interesting lies of the media. Okay,
right.
it's there are several degrees from being non-aware to being aware of the media, and feeling that you are always attacked, and you feel the media actually makes you feel that you blame all the time. You feel that it is all about your blame. If you just read the media and you believe with the media, you just feel that it is all about
your
guilty.
You're the problem.
You're the problem. You didn't do the right thing. Even when you defend yourself, but you kill people in Gaza, everybody blame you. Everybody blame you. If you don't submit to an agreement with the Palestinians,
the Muslims.
And you get other conditions, then you are to be blamed. And you all the time, you're grown up with the blame feeling that you are the problem of all the world. And the media leads this feeling of blame.
This campaign
of the leftists. And you all the time feel that you're a bad guy. And you said, well, I just want to exist. I don't want to hurt no one. I just want to exist in my home, my own small land, and everybody will leave me alone. And you understand that everything that you do is not enough.
Right. Wow.
Everything. You give right to the Muslims in Israel, and you've been blamed as an apartheid state. Whatever you do, you build in the territories because there are families that have to build more attacking for
you,
the children.
When you say the territories, you mean Judea and Samaria.
Yeah. So you have
the first Bible Belt.
So you have been blamed by Obama. But at the same time, the UN helps the Palestinians build illegally in the territory.
On state land.
And this is fine. And everything you do, you feel like you have to apologize about your existence.
Wow.
And when there is terror in the streets, so you just get it as a destiny. This is your destiny. As it was said in the Bible, the Israel people will live on the soul. That's how you feel.
Wow. Wow. That's powerful, Iris. That's powerful. And you know, this is the same mentality that the Europeans had pre-World War II. They blamed the Jews for their bad economy, even though the Jews contributed greatly to their economy. And in regard to that, when the terrorist attacks happened in France and Jews were killed, and Bibi says, come home, French Jews, you'll be safe here, regardless of what the world says, there is strength in this country. There is strength. And the French Prime Minister got mad at Bibi and said, no, the French Jews, they're welcome here. They're a part of us.
Yeah.
Well, the key is, it's funny because they play both sides, Europeans play both sides. While the people say, it's the Jews' fault because of all of our problems, they say it today. And the Muslims say it's the Jews' fault because you're oppressing the Palestinians, the poor Palestinians,
right,
who are funded billions by the global community and use it for weapons. And the French Prime Minister says, no, you're a part of us, you're a part of us. I will tell you that if the French Jews pulled their money out of the French economy, because those bunch of lazy individuals, the Europeans are lazy, lazy individuals. They are lazy and fat and good for nothing, because they want to sip their coffee in the coffee shop. They want to sip their wine in the vineyards, and they want to work 4 days a week, 6 hours a day. And then here comes the Jews who work so hard and contribute to the economy. If they pulled their money out, the French economy would collapse. So this is the same mindset we're seeing pre-World War II in Germany. In Germany. It's the Jews' fault. It's the Jews. No Jewish businesses. No, they're taking our money. They're taking our jobs. I'm sorry, the Jewish people work pretty hard. I see it right here every day. They work very hard.
Right.
And look what you've done in 66 years with your neighbors wanting to kill you.
Right.
And the neighbor and the Muslims within Israel that want to kill, that call for the death of the Jews. They say it in their media. And I monitor the Arabic media. They say it. I post this stuff on my Facebook page. So that's very powerful what you're saying, Iris. So we I think it's important for us to talk about this. We have a list of things we need to talk about. We're going to get to it. So we were at this graduation.
Right.
What an honor. Now, I only had, well, folks, I only had a few Hershey's for Heroes. I had like 12 or 16.
Right.
So I got your niece and got her soldier girls together, and we handed out Hershey's for Heroes. What an honor to be here.
Yeah, and I just want to mention that you have to understand the big step that they're going through from the graduation to the army. Like, in 1 month that they make this training, and with the guys it's 6 months, but this was training for girls. At the end of this month, they found themselves swearing to the state of Israel. They swore to sacrifice their life for security of Israel and defending their freedom, which is a very powerful statement for those young people.
And they get a gun and a Bible.
And a gun and a Bible, which is very symbolic. Our strength of Israel is from the power and from the faith.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen?
Because we are Jewish state, not an Israeli state.
Nice. Wow, that's a great way to put it. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. We owe the Jewish people as Americans for our freedom. If it had not been for Hashem giving them Torah, the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, Mosaic Law, then we would not have a Constitution or a Bill of Rights. Now, can you imagine? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Do you know in the United States military, they get a gun and they swear to defend the Constitution? but they don't get a Bible. Can you imagine how the left and the Muslims in the United States would raise a fit? They would be protesting in the streets and probably burn down some buildings, as they always do, over U.S. soldiers getting a Bible, a copy of the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot separate the ability for a man. We never should rely on the government to defend us, on our military to defend us, on the police to defend us. Our first line of defense is ourselves. And the best way to defend yourself is with the power of God's word and a weapon. Now, there's some folks that don't like to hear that. Oh, Michael, you're so violent. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? This is a spiritual warfare, and we still live in this life in the physical. And we have an obligation to take the Word of God and the Bible and a gun to defend our freedoms as individuals. Wow, what an example. I'll tell you, it was amazing to see those young people take that Bible and take that gun. God bless them. God bless them. Because without that word, you have no country. But without that gun, you know, a lot of folks, they're so foolish. Like, you remember, I posted a picture that was BB warning the American, it was the German. But it had two phases to the cartoon, two boxes. One box showed BB speaking to the French Jews and to some other, I think it might have been German or Americans, saying, come home. And it showed BB saying, come home, and they said, we're waiting on God. And then the final cartoon box said, but I gave you Nefesh B'Nefesh, who we've interviewed on the radio show. I gave you El Al to fly home. Because it showed these two Jewish guys now in heaven. Some folks are not going to like me saying heaven. Now in heaven, and God's saying, why didn't you come home? I gave you all of these resources. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an obligation not to wait on God, but we see God's word where we must defend the weak and the powerless and ourselves to maintain freedom in this physical life.
Right. And what I must say, I want to thank you, the American people, personally, that you gave the Hershey's, because in this ceremony of my niece, she got in the end of the ceremony in Hershey bars with a blessing from you. She and there are like 12 more of her friends, her soldier friends, and they were very proud, and they were very pleased, and they were very happy to get this Hershey's with the blessing. They were very surprised to get it, and it was very, very excited. And I hear the comments of the people around me when they saw this special gift, special blessing, special support from the American people. And they said, wow, it is amazing. We didn't know what a special thing this is. And there was even a guy that is in the special forces that he just approached Michael and tell him, wow, I honor you for what you're doing. I want to give you, to give me your address. I want to send you in the mail my tag from the special forces. You earned it. You deserve it.
Well, that was an honor to have that guy approach me and want to give me the patch from the special forces. And you know what, Iris? I'll tell you, America, you need to go to Hershey's for Heroes on Facebook. You will see there's several photo albums, but you'll see three things. Participators, not spectators. Testimony from the troops, where Israeli soldiers send me an email or a text message and say, Michael, thank you for these words of encouragement. You give us that strength that we need to continue to defend our country. Folks, you can never know what it means when the world calls. If you're blaming Israel for the problems in the world, you are a Jew hater. And if you're a Jew hater, you are my enemy, and I will hunt you down. I'm going to make that known right here on this radio show. You are a Nazi-spirited anti-Semite, and I will hunt you down. And there is no mercy for those who are against the Jewish people. As Christians, it's time to take a stand against Barack Obama, against anyone in the Congress and the Senate that wants to keep BB from making this speech. And we're going to talk about that, looking like it's probably going to be the next segment. But we will not tolerate. We will no longer tolerate your voice of anti-Semitism, of leftism. You want to fight? We're ready to fight. This will become a physical fight against you. No more sitting at the negotiating table, listening to your lies and your voice that tries to play on our emotions and manipulate us. We will stand against you and take this fight to a physical level, and we will defend the Jewish state and its sovereignty and security. And I will tell you that the minute my country begins to more and more side with Islam and continue to fund Islam, I will tell you that I will see my American citizenship as less and less important to me. Because you need to understand, this is two things. This is not about a country, but a kingdom for those arrogant who still scream red, white, and blue and God and country. Because, folks, this is no longer. Our government is so corrupt, funding Islam all over the world. We just sent $25 million worth of weaponry to Lebanon that will fall in the hands of Hezbollah. Republicans and Democrats both did that. This is not a potentate or a kingdom. Someone's signing off on this stuff coming to Lebanon. And it's about time we stop it. It's about time. And also, I am only loyal. I'm not loyal to a tract of land, a piece of land. I am only loyal to those who adhere to an ideology of freedom, Judeo-Christian freedom, that is found in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. This is not about land, folks. This is about an ideology and a unity of people that agree upon the same thing. Does that make sense, Iris? It's time, folks. We've got to step up to the plate because the world is growing dark, and we will end up fighting every Muslim that comes across our path, because as they grow stronger in the world, they will seek our demise. The Muslims say it. The Jew on Saturday, the Christian on Sunday. Folks, you better wake up. You better wake up, because they're building mosques all across the Bible Belt in the United States and in the South. And Islam says where you can hear the call to prayer, that land has been claimed for Allah. I don't care if they're Sunni or Shia. They fight each other for power, but they will take a coffee break, as we are doing now, Iris, to kill a Jew or a Christian any day. Don't you think there is no good Muslim, there is no moderate Muslims, there's no radicals, there's no extremists, there's just Islam. And when the media and the politicians tell you in the United States, even Fox News, say the extremists, the radicals, they are liars. They either are openly lying or they're very ignorant about who the enemy is. Wow, you know what, Ears? That's my little soapbox. Anyway, moving forward, wow, thank you for giving to Hershey's for Heroes. These soldiers deserve the right to hear from Americans who say they love Israel, but it's about time some of you churches in the United States put this into action. If you haven't heard of Hershey's for Heroes, you need to go to the Facebook page and send me chocolate bars and show the love for these soldiers that defend freedom. I'd like to see some politicians get their staff in Washington, D.C. to send Hershey. You say you love Israel? I'm going to call Marco Rubio on Monday. I'm going to say you say you love Israel. I want your staff to put money together and send me Hershey's for Heroes. You want to defy Barack Hussein Obama? You want to defy the Muslims and the leftists? Send Hershey's for Heroes. Yeehaw. It's my radio show. I'll say it the way it is, the way it deserves to be said. If you're listening to the regular media, even Fox News, 9 times out of 10 you're being lied to about how serious this situation is, ladies and gentlemen. People are dying every day. I don't care if a Muslim kills a Muslim. Oh, but Michael, you're not compassionate. You're not loving. You're not Christian enough. You know what? You folks have no idea. While you sit in the United States, in your security, seemingly security, and then you make a judgment on what happens here, I'm going to tell you, Iris, I've always been pro-Israel. I've been that smart. I thank my mother. I'm going to tell you, I have become more adamant and more of an ardent supporter of this country now that I've seen soldiers die, now that I've seen what Islam really is. I will give my life for this country to defend, as a Christian, to defend the sovereignty and security of the Jewish state, not because it's the Christian state. The Christians didn't make this thing, folks. They didn't make this country. It doesn't belong to them. It belongs to God, given to the Jewish people. Let that be said. It doesn't belong to the Muslims. It doesn't belong to the British, who occupied it after the Ottoman Empire occupied it, after the Romans occupied it and destroyed it. This belongs to the Jewish people. And we have an obligation as Christians to stand up and push against any foe, any government, any group that tries to take this land from the Jewish people. Okay, I'm done, Iris. Iris, we have the holiday. Wow, now this is great. This is awesome. We have the holiday of Purim coming up.
This week.
This week.
It's very symbolic that this week Bibi is going to make a speech against...
On Tuesday.
Against the leader of Iran, Peres.
And opposing, and I love it, and I know we got to smooth it over for politics, and I'm going to throw this in. But he is opposing, in a very humble way, Barack Hussein Obama, the first Muslim president, as Madonna so greatly said in her concert in Washington, D.C. in 2012 of September, before the election.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
The same week that Netanyahu is going against the leader of Persia,
where the Jews were in captivity.
Exactly. The same week.
Amazing. I never thought about that.
There is the holiday of Purim, which is based on the story that the Iran leader,
King Nebuchadnezzar,
Iran leader Ahasuerus, threatened to kill all the Jews. And then, in a very wise way, they succeeded to turn over their destiny, and instead,
using one woman,
and instead, the king of Iran killed the evil Persian commander that he was the one that wanted to kill the Jews. His name is Aman, and instead,
Aman.
Instead, he killed him and his seven children. He hanged them in the center of the town, and the Jews were winning this kind of battle.
The Jews were saved, Ken.
Yeah. So for the symbol of this holiday, today, first of all, we eat these cookies, which are in the shape of the ear of Iman. That you ate today, didn't know even what you're eating.
And they're filled with chocolate.
And
so he's got dirty ears.
All the children, the people in Israel, are wearing costumes.
Customs
on themselves as a symbol that their destiny turn over by God.
Again, wow.
So we all hope this, in the spirit of the holiday, that our destiny by Iran will be turned over this week.
Wow.
After Bibi's speech.
Wow. Wow. Wow, that's that. You know, I never thought about that, Iris, that Bibi's making. I know that Bibi's speaking on Tuesday. I know the Purim's coming up. It never connected in my head to put, it takes a Jew to do that. Thank you, little Jewish girl, executive administrator, co-host on Insight to Israel, for bringing that out. And wow, it's very powerful. Queen Esther was an amazing, amazing woman. In fact, the king didn't even know she was Jewish.
Yeah.
And she said, what am I going to do? Her uncle?
Yeah, Mordecai.
Mordecai.
The Jewish Mordecai, yeah.
He said, for such a time as this. Listen, folks, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But we'll be right back with round two of Insight to Israel. Wow, great, Iris, great job. This is Michael Gano, we'll be right back. Yeehaw, Iris, that was great stuff. This is Michael Gano with Insight to Israel. Every day, the Israeli Defense Force finds itself on the front line of the war with the militant arm of Islam. Surrounded by enemies from within and without, they fight for the only Jewish state. Military service is mandatory. Ladies serving 2 years and men serving three right out of high school. While young people in other democracies are busy traveling or attending university, Israeli men and women gear up for basic training. In a world of heads of state, politicians, ambassadors, diplomats, and a leftist media, many times our voice at the grassroots level is drowned out. So we started an ongoing project called Hershey's for Heroes. Patriot conservatives from all over the U.S. are sending Hershey's chocolate bars with a note of thanks for defending Israel. Won't you join us by sending a sweet message to the IDF? For information, please see my Facebook page at Michael Gonneau. Thank you, God bless Patriot conservatives, and God bless Israel in her struggle for sovereignty and security. And I don't know why, because people need to learn how to, at first in my mind, because I've never done this before, 2 years ago when I started this thing, I always wanted to keep the two separate. But now it's like, you can't have one without the other.
Right.
You can't not tell the truth about the Jewish state and keep people from responding by showing their gratitude back when they hear the truth by sending Hershey's for Heroes.
Right.
Because just about everyone in this country has been a soldier at one point. I actually get emails from people who's asked me, what about the Miloim, the reservists? Do they get a Hershey's for Heroes? That means I'd be handing out a chocolate bar to just about every citizen in this country and their grandfather. And their great-grandfather, who's still alive.
But when you meet them in the bases, yes, you give them.
Yeah, I do. When I meet, even out on the street, in their uniform, when I walk up and say thank you for defending the Jewish state, they're like, oh, I'm not a full-time fighter, I'm a reservist. I give them a Hershey's for Heroes anyway. And I want to say this real quick. We're going to start, if you've never heard of a lone soldier, I think it's important to tell them. You want to share this? Let's share this. A lone soldier is a soldier who comes to Israel. They're Jewish, but they come here to Israel. They don't have an obligation to serve in the army, but they do it anyway. These are amazing young people. They come from all over the world. They have no immediate family here, no real support. I mean, they have support through the different organizations that help them, but there's not that personal. It's personal, but it's not so personal. I don't know how to describe it. But they come here and they don't have a lot of support.
Right.
Let's sum it up that way. There's a lot of people that support them, but there's not always that support like a regular soldier would have.
Of course, doesn't have a family here.
Again.
Basically.
So we're going to start having a barbecue on my balcony. Thank God for, you know what? Let's pray. I need the listeners to pray that I always keep my apartment so I can use it as a service to this country. But we're going to start having barbecues because the weather's getting warmer now for lone soldiers. I have a huge balcony. My balcony is bigger than my apartment. When the weather gets warm, I'm going to sleep outside. But we're going to start having barbecues for the lone soldiers. We're going to get restaurants and, you know, local businesses to donate towards supporting these soldiers. And we're not going to go and ask them for money. We're going to go and ask them to buy things, food, for the event.
Yeah.
You know?
Contribute, yeah.
And so this is going to be exciting because we'll be able to post pictures and videos on Insight to Israel and the Hershey's for Heroes page and my personal page. Where people can see the greatness of these young people that don't have a requirement to serve, but they do it anyway out of conviction of wanting to defend their people. And it makes a very big statement when they do serve. There's a love in the Army for these lone soldiers. When I talk to soldiers that are born and raised here, they're like, these guys, we love them, we support them, we're thankful for them. And so we want to extend that thankfulness even through Insight to Israel and Hershey's for Heroes. And so I look forward to that coming up when the weather gets warmer here in the next few weeks, actually. It was like a summertime this weekend.
Right.
It was very, very warm in the 80s. Wow, it was nice. I went to the beach. Wow. I got me a nice tan for my next commercial coming up tomorrow morning on Sunday when you're listening. I'm probably going to be finishing up the commercial I've done, and then I've got another on Tuesday. And trust me, ladies and gentlemen, this ain't Hollywood, okay? I'm not getting paid the big bucks. But it does give me the chance to connect with other Israelis that are many times could be in very important and influential positions.
Right.
and share with them about Insight to Israel and Hershey's for Heroes and how much Americans love their soldiers, love their country, and support this country. So that's just a little attitude as to what's going on. This is why, folks, I scrub toilets. I do commercials. It's not easy. It's expensive. You ask any Israeli sit in this cafe, it's expensive to live in this country. You know that, Iris.
Right. Yeah.
You actually own your own apartment, and you know to rent can be bad enough.
Me and the bank. Be accurate. Half.
So, that was hilarious. So, it's expensive enough to rent.
Right.
But to buy is even more expensive.
Right. Right.
So, you know, that's why, folks, I ask that you would... I don't ask for money for Hershey's for Heroes. I don't ask for money when we do this barbecue. I'm not going to ask people for money. Ask them to donate. Sometimes it means more. But I do need Americans to support Insight to Israel to keep the radio show going. It cost me money to travel all over this amazing country and do this, do the videos and do the interviews and hand out the Hershey's for Heroes. It costs money.
And you need a new laptop?
I need a new laptop. I've got to have one.
The basic thing for your work.
I need new backpacks, good military level quality backpacks, you know, to carry along with me. I spent 2 weeks up in the north. Back in January when rockets were being fired by Hezbollah, I was up there on the front lines doing interviews during Sukhothai Protective Edge down on the Gaza border in July and part of August of 2014. I was sleeping on a yoga mat in an open field where my mother was freaking out the whole time. She couldn't even look at my Facebook page. You know, traveling to all along the Gaza border and doing interviews. And let me say, Insight to Israel is in the American media. We're in the American media, Iris. We're in the Israeli media. I never would have thought. I want to thank also Tom Trento, the guys at theunitedwest.com. You need to check out Tom Trento and theunitedwest.com. They expose the infiltration of Islam into every aspect of American life. And trust me, there's no mosque that's innocent. They all have ties to terrorist groups. And Tom is, and the guys at The United West, they're coming. I met Tom back in the fall. We did some work together. Great work up in Judea and Samaria. They did video of me handing out Hershey's for Heroes to the soldiers. They've had me on the TV and the radio show down at, that airs down in Florida in Boca Raton. They're coming back here in a few weeks. And we're going to do some great work together. And Iris, I hope you can tag along. And you'll be able to see firsthand exactly what these guys do. It's amazing. So please, I'm asking that you would support Insight to Israel through a tax deductible or PayPal donation. We're easy to find. Go to Insight to Israel on Facebook or Hershey's for Heroes on Facebook or Michael Ganoe, G-A-N-O-E, on Facebook. Or you can email America's Web Radio and they'll forward that on to me. So, and don't forget to get your cup of truth. You can go to the America's Web Radio Facebook page or to their website, because obviously you found it because you're listening to the radio show, and get yourself a cup of truth. An America's Web Radio Insight to Israel coffee mug, what I call the cup of truth, and fill it with whatever you want while you're listening to Insight to Israel. That's great stuff. All right, moving forward. Tom Trento, listen, we did B-15 is a quote-unquote, I roll my eyes, nonpartisan, not affiliated with any specific political party, organization funded by Barack Hussein Obama, American tax dollars, leftist groups in the United States, and George Soros, who, if you don't know who George Soros, S-O-R-O-S, is, you need to look him up. He's a very wicked Jewish man, a leftist Jew, the worst kind, who turned his own people over to the Nazis, was paid to turn his people over to the Nazis, or the Jewish people over to the Nazis that were in hiding, and to turn over people who hid Jews to the Nazis. He was paid money to do it. Now he's a multi-billionaire, and they're funding B-15. Now, B-15 means victory in 2015. And they are running a campaign that's anti-right-wing, anti-conservative, anti-BB. They want to oust all of the right-wingers and BB out of the Knesset and in return put in the left wing, which will give land away and sell out this country. And so we did a video. I went in front of V15. The Likud party filed a suit, which is BB's party, filed a suit against V15, showing that foreign money was coming into the country to alter the elections. I questioned these folks at V15, and I'll tell you, Iris, it was probably the saddest, most hilarious, most disgusting thing, video I think I've ever done. The key phrase, all they said was hope and change, hope and change. The mantra of Obama in 2008, 2012. Jeremy Byrd, who ran Barack Hussein Obama's campaign in 2008, 2012, who was a strategist, a political strategist, came here to Israel, funded by all these groups, and now they're trying to oust Bibi. Now, the key to this is they kept using hope and change. That video went viral in less than 24 hours. It's got about 30,000 views, I think 1,000 or more shares. It's been shared by the Jewish press, Carolyn Glick, and if you don't know who she is, check my Facebook page or Insight to Israel's Facebook page. It's been shared by The United West, Tom Trento and those guys. It's been shared by, oh my God, I can't even name all the media outlets that have used that one video.
Right. And explain why, because this, their spokesman, whatever you were asking them, just kept saying the same answer all the time, hope and change, hope and change, and it just didn't say one more word beside that.
That's all he said. And I'm like, what do you not like about the Israeli government that you want to change? We have no hope. Okay. So
what are you hoping for?
What are you hoping for? Change.
What do you want to change? The hope? What do you want to...
There's no hope in the streets. There's no hope in the homes. There's no hope anywhere. Okay, but what exactly... And I specifically told him, and you've got to find the video. You've got to find the video on the Insight to Israel page or my personal page, Michael Gonneau. Or Google it in. Michael Gonneau, V15. I'm sure you'll be able to find it if you Google it. And I said, okay, what do you, your list, this video is going to be before an international audience. What do you not like about BB and the government? They don't give us any hope. And so we need to change. It was almost pathetically hysterical, these guys. Now, look, I did another video because now V15 knows who I am. They've got my phone number. They've got my business card. They've seen my video. You can't help but see it. It's all over the media. So they know who I am now. So I've outed myself, so I can't infiltrate now, which is normally what I do among the Muslims here. And I've gotten some great results. And so I did another video where I asked them. I simply came out and asked them. I said, tell me what you guys do. And tried to get it on video. Tell me what you do. All you have to do is say, we're V15. We're going neighborhood to neighborhood. We want to change the government. They couldn't even tell me that. They did not want to be on video. Tom Trento of the United West said it great when I was on his show the other day. He said, if you are doing the right thing, you have no problem, no matter what the opposition, to stand up and expose yourself as doing the right thing. But if you're doing the wrong thing, Shlomo Himelech said, I'm going to get to that. If you're doing the wrong thing, you're going to cover it up. Because you don't want anybody to know. But you want to keep doing the wrong thing. Shlomo Himelech said in the Proverbs, what is done in secret shall be shouted from the rooftops.
Nice.
What a great man. Shlomo, the King Solomon, for those who may not know, that's his Hebrew name.
So you shout their secrets.
I shouted their secrets. Wow. And now, it's not that we didn't already know, but we showed a personal perspective. That's what Insight to Israel does, is we're not the big media, but we can show you the truth without sugarcoating it and be direct and expose what is going on. So that was a great situation we found ourselves in. Go ahead, Ian.
No, I'm just saying that this V15 is just a part, just a, you know, maybe a small part, but a
right.
part from the global campaign, media campaign against Bibi right now.
Right.
Before the election that it's going to happen in 17 days.
Right. On Tuesday, speaking on Tuesday.
It's against Bibi and against his speech to the Congress. It's all together.
Well, let me say this, and we're gonna move on and talk about that because we have the election coming up, and I went to an event with a gentleman by the name of Naftali Bennett, and Naftali Bennett is an Orthodox Jew, a great man. I've met him, I've watched him on CNN, Fox News, Al Jazeera, BBC. He takes a stand for this country and says, look, at the end of the day, we want to find a peaceful solution, but they don't want it. They teach their children to kill in the schools. They do, folks. If you want information, just email me. Email America's Web Radio. They'll forward it on to me. They teach their kids to kill Jews. They say in all the Arabic media they want to kill the Jews and take all of this country. They sing a song called From the Jordan to the Sea, Palestine Will Be Free. Well, we all know there's no really a Palestinian people, and if you want to actually know the truth about that, we'll send you the information of the history of Israel. Now, Naftali Bennett at this event that I went to, I tell you, I love asking one or two questions. A question from in an arena like this at one or two different times, either at the beginning or the end. Because I've done this long enough, I know the right questions to ask. And when you ask the right questions at the beginning or the end, it will overshadow everyone else's questions that are normally shallow. Not meaningless, but a little shallow and not much depth to it. I respect other folks, don't get me wrong. I know I'm probably being misunderstood right now, but when you ask the right question, it will leave an impact. So I got to ask the last question of the night, and that question was, at the end of the day, after everything you've talked about, what do you say to American Jews who are debating on whether or not to make Aliyah, or Aliyah means basically to come home. We're going to put it in those terms. And thinking about coming back to Israel, moving here. And so this, we're going to try and play. I hope you can hear it. We're in this cafe. We're going to play the response that Naftali Bennett gave to the last question of the night that I asked.
And if Israel's strength on Israel only being a safe haven, you know what? There are safe places. Everyone was here in the summer. Even New Jersey, there's great water sources. So you don't come to Israel just because it's a safe haven. You come to Israel because it's poor. This is a place to never, ever be ashamed to be a Jew. You're here because we are on a step-by-step building ourselves as a light upon nation. And I'm proud. Of course I'm proud. Show me another democracy in the Middle East which has full equal rights for everyone, for Arabs, for Jews, for Druze, for Christians. Look around. Show me another democracy which does so much good for the world. In Africa, China, and India. Show me a democracy with such a vibrant discussion as you saw just a few minutes ago. I'm proud of what happened here. It's not easy. But show me another country where Saudi Arabia, Syria, where else did that happen? I'm proud that could happen. And I'm proud that outside no one's cutting their heads off for this. Because that's what we're about. We're about being a good Jewish democracy. We have a unique opportunity that 2,000 years no one had. So come and join. I think every Jew should ultimately make that enough. My parents made it 45 years ago. Still, when my mother goes to the cash register and speaks in Hebrew, they answer in English. And she says, Sliha, I don't know.
Okay, there you have it, folks. I hope that you heard it. It was a very valid point. Listen, Ladies and gentlemen, Iris Burrell said it so well in the beginning of this radio show. The world, if you go to any country in Europe, I don't care how many police they put around the synagogues, I don't care how they say they love the Jewish people, the Europeans are anti-Semitic as a whole. Now, some people are going to say, Michael, how do you say, well, you've let Islam come into your country, you're apathetic, and they kill Jews, and then you get a guy like Barack Hussein Obama who says, it was just a random attack. That's what Obama called it, a random attack. I've talked to French Jews. This is amazing how the Jewish prime minister, or not the Jewish, how the prime minister of France is a liar. I talked to French Jews, and I've talked to them that lived. I talked to a couple that lived in France. They were here in Israel for the bar mitzvah of their son at the Kotel, the Western Wall. And I said, why don't you make Aliyah? Because they told me. I said, do you live here? No. I said, well, they said, we come 5 or 6 times a year. I'm like, really, you come that much? You spend all that money? Even though it's not that expensive. But you spend all that money to come here. Why don't you just move? Well, Michael, it's a different lifestyle. It's a different... It is a different life here. It's a great life, but it's not always easy.
No.
You pay 100% tax on a car. 30% tax on all electronics. Wow, that's a lot.
And on fuel.
And it's all because, listen, this is what the left won't tell you. The reason for the problems in this country when it comes to prices is because of the Muslims. Because if Israel didn't have to spend all the money on security, on building an army, I'm going to get to my point, then they wouldn't have to. You could do business with your neighbors if you had peace with them. Then you wouldn't have such high prices. So my point in saying that is, it's a different lifestyle. Michael, we have 2 cars. We have a very successful business. We have a big home. Okay, that's you as an adult. But what about your boys? That's a different story. They're not safe. They can't walk down the streets by themselves. Folks, this country is socially... has far surpassed in greatness the United States. Some people are going to be offended by that, but they don't know what goes on because the children are relatively safe here.
Okay, let's speak now about the speech of Bibi.
The speech of Bibi, okay, yeah, you're right, we got to move on. My point in saying that is that if the Jews pulled out of France, the economy would collapse because they have brought success to the economy of the French people. That's the only reason why. But they cannot go to synagogue safely. They can't wear the Star of David. They can't wear a kippah. They'll be attacked.
Right.
So moving on to the speech of Bibi, because we have just a few minutes left in this. Wow, it's been a great show, Iris. Okay, folks, Bibi's going to be speaking. Go ahead, Iris. He's going to be speaking on Tuesday. And we need to show our solidarity for Bibi. The world, it's amazing how the world hates the fact that this man is going to give a speech, rightfully so, to the Congress. We have separation of powers. There was notice given to the White House, even though the New York Times lied and said there was no...
There was a big debate here in Israel about this speech. You have to understand, this Tuesday evening, a big, huge debate. All the media is against this speech of Bibi. Everybody is afraid to get to a fight with Obama. Everybody here, I must say, even the leftists, there's a consensus about the fact that the agreement with Iran is bad. The issue or the conflict here is not about the agreement that is bad. Everybody thinks that it's bad. But the conflict here is about Bibi should go to give a speech to the Congress or just to AIPAC or just making conversation in 4 eyes. This is the big conflict because all the media and the leftists, they claim that if he go to give the speech, that he confront openly with Obama, and then Obama will revenge him in the end, After that, he will punish Israel.
Right.
So,
and they
tell him, why, okay, so don't be right, be smart. And this is a very big controversial issue here in Israel.
And
the right wing and on Bibi,
you tell it, Iris.
They just say it's our obligation
right.
to go and stay and protect ourselves. Like the only lesson that we learned from the Holocaust is that we are not allowed to be passive. We are here to make our voice, and we cannot bend
bend to the demands.
Yeah, to the demands of other countries, and rely on them. We just have to rely on ourselves.
No,
it's our obligation to do whatever it needs to do.
Wow.
And if United States is a true ally, it will stay a true ally after the speech.
After the speech. Wow, that's very powerful.
Very powerful. A very big concept here in Israel. I cannot say enough to explain how it is a huge issue here.
Right.
In United States, I saw also this guy, Ross, a Republican guy.
Wow, you're talking about from Florida. You're talking about Marco Rubio.
Rubio, sorry.
They gave a speech. He gave a speech before the Congress. And he said that if we don't stand beside Israel, that Bibi has a right to give this speech, that Obama is giving in to Iran. He's catering to Iran because he's a Muslim. This man wants to see, and it's coming out more and more, the plans of allowing Iran to build a nuke. And Marco Rubio said, if we don't stand with Israel, the only democracy and true friend, it will send a message of weakness to the United about the United States to Israel, a message of weakness to Israel and America's enemies, which is Islam, and it will thus in return could possibly bring about the demise of freedom.
Right.
I'm going to sum that up by saying that, ladies and gentlemen, you had better oppose Barack Hussein Obama in every way possible. You had better stand behind men like Marco Rubio, who believe that Bibi, and we have a separation of powers, he has every right to give that speech. This is no longer about being smart, folks. This is about being tough and about being strong and in your face, fighting at all costs. Even if that means we got to get in a knockdown, drag out fist fight, bloody, with the enemy. And America, you got to stand behind Bibi. You have to. And you need to make your voice known. Monday, I want you to call every politician on Capitol Hill, Democrat and Republican, and say, we demand. You work for us. We demand that you stand behind Bibi Netanyahu giving the speech to the Congress. It's very important because he's going to share some very important information that cannot wait. Before this contract is signed, this deal is done with Iran because it's coming up very quickly. And if he waits till APAC is not till next month.
The agreement is supposed to be signed in 23 or 24 in March.
At March, and APAC's in April.
Yeah.
It's too late then, folks. And you have to strike while the iron's hot. He has a captive audience around the world. Look, you know what? The fact that he's making this speech, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen is, because he's been strong for his people, there's going to be some serious ratings. The networks that don't air this speech are going to regret it. Because it's so controversial. And look, ladies and gentlemen, Americans can't stand Obama. They're sick and tired of him. They know that he's committed treason against our country and must be stood up to. And I'll tell you that there's going to be some serious ratings from that speech because a lot of people are going to be watching. And I want to encourage, if you live in Israel, you need to stand beside. And there's people in this cafe that can probably hear me, and I hope they're listening because I got a loud voice anyway. You need to stand behind your prime minister who has been treated with such disrespect by this Muslim administration. The people that come with him, that travel with him, have been given non-kosher food. He's been ushered in the back door and not even treated with respect. Even the vice president is disrespecting the leader of this great country. It's bad enough we have our embassy in Tel Aviv. Wow, this show's going by quick, Iris. It's going by quick. This is Michael Gannot. Hey, catch us on the flip side, folks. We love you. God bless the Patriot Conservatives who stand for the Judeo-Christian founded Constitution and Bill of Rights. And God bless Israel in her fight for sovereignty and security. Amen, Iris?
Amen.
This is Michael Gannot with the Middle East Research Center Limited, bringing you insight to Israel, the truth about the greatness of the Jewish state and its struggle for sovereignty and security, every Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.